Questions, Their Nature, written by Z. Charnow, 1972, originally published in Scottish International Magazine. A question is a selection of ingredients. We pose or position, move or shape each of the ingredients with respect to one another. We perform this mental manipulation in order to relate each element of the question to every other element. Questions can be too small. Questions can exclude the very ingredients which serve to link the member elements of the question to one another. Then, denotation, definition, connotation, ambiguity can stretch the meaning of each included ingredient in an attempt to fulfill the relating function, but the semantic short fit leaves syllogism impossible. Skepticism, a criteria. Skepticism is a requirement for certainty. Skepticism or doubt establishes a threshold of explicit evidence. It burdens the phenomena with a requirement. It is a way of isolating, separating, keeping segregated elements of a question which may make it more difficult to relate the balance of the ingredients to one another. Skepticism is not virtuously applied widely or universally. It may establish the threshold criteria for the energy of explicit manifestation beyond the energy level of observation of the phenomena. Thus, skepticism may identify a very real phenomenon as non-reality, non-existent simply because it does not yield evidence of its existence within the critical index of skeptical observation. Simplification, order by elimination. Mathematics invaluably employs an exclusion process like skepticism. The rigor of mathematical relationships demands such an exclusion. However, mathematics, by employing this exclusion process of simplification, in other words, order by means of elimination, relates only a small number of ingredients. Linguistic verbal equations of philosophy attempt to relate a large number of ingredients less rigorously. To further differentiate between these worlds and ways of rationality, visualize a piece of sculpture painstakingly sliced very thinly, with an analysis of the profile of each slice and the possibility of comprehending the form as a whole from this analysis. Reality as a question. To apply skepticism to the measurement of reality is to insist that unless a force is great enough, example, clearly and familiarly physically evident, it is to be eliminated from meaningful consideration. We may thus question blindly. We may shield the question from its context. That context can provide the whole meaning of physical reality. Mind, its physical and superphysical context. Can the question of whether the mind is the brain, is within the brain, is within the body as a whole, is an electrical, chemical, or magnetic field phenomenon, is a closed domain field outpressing beyond the biological substances, operates beyond and or between human biochemical organisms ad infinitum, be a question with a threshold of skepticism and a small selection of ingredients such that the answer cannot be discovered. Can it be that the relationship between the mind and the brain lie beyond the framework of such a question? Scientific questions. All science does is to augment the basic process of question asking with certain sophistications. The observations related to scientific questions are often either instrumental or indirect. The probes, which are the instrumental sensors, are not often composed of complex substances with complex responses, like the sensors of a living probe. When the energies of the phenomena are weak or subtle, of short duration, less than tenths of a nanosecond, or are of intricate configuration, science does not yet know how to observe the phenomena. Subjective observation may be the only possible, reliable, and accurate means. If the mind is a field of force beyond the ken of observation of science, subjective skill, having more to do with the consciousness than with science in its present form, maybe the frontier of both science and human evolution.